For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi. The special session aimed to pass legislation that could help Missouri attract Boeing's new commercial jet plant will convene Monday. Governor Jay Nixon called for the session earlier today. Nixon has asked the General Assembly to pass legislation adding up to $150 million annually for large-scale aerospace projects under four of Missouri's existing economic development program. Any incentives Missouri offers could face stiff competition. Officials in Alabama, California, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah are among those who have discussed trying to lure Boeing's new production plant. Missouri has to respond to Boeing's request for proposal by December 10th. A natural gas pipeline has ruptured in a rural area in western Missouri, causing an explosion and fire. No injuries were reported. The Pettis County Sheriff's Department says the pipeline, owned by Panhandle Eastern Pipeline Company, ruptured late Thursday outside Hughesville, about 75 miles east of Kansas City. Pettis County Sheriff's Deputy says the explosion set fire to several hog barns, farm outbuildings, equipment, and hay bales. Crews were working Friday to repair the line. A spokesperson for Panhandle Eastern Pipeline says the company has rerouted gas from the area so deliveries won't be affected. University of Missouri officials met with Springfield city leaders this week to discuss a $40 million plan that includes spending $36 million to expand MU's medical school campus. The Springfield News Leader reports MU wants to build a clinical campus in Springfield, but first it needs a 5,000 to 6,000 square foot building between the city's two major hospitals. The Springfield building would house about a dozen full-time employees and be relatively small because medical students coming to Springfield would spend most of their time at Cox South and Mercy Hospitals. University officials say expansion is necessary to address a projected national shortage of 90,000 physicians by 2020. Nearly 200 people volunteered at the annual Thanksgiving Everyone Eats event at Stamper Commons in Stevens College on Thursday. According to the Columbia Tribune, this year's event fed about 700 people. The free meal event was the first since the death of beloved Columbia activist Almeda Creighton, Everyone Eats founder and organizer for 15 years. Creighton, a former Columbia council member from the First Ward, died in October. She represented the First Ward for three terms between 1999 and 2008. Creighton's family members told the Columbia Tribune that they will continue to take greater roles in organizing future Everyone Eats events. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.